Bailey just kicked. What were you going to say?
There's nothing wrong. I haven't had cheese for breakfast, but cheese can be an ingredient in a breakfast. There's nothing wrong with having some cheese for breakfast.
You just said, Elliot said, what do you have for breakfast? And then you said cheese. And it was the first thing that came to mind,
but it was just a joke. But there's not, like, if you think about it, cheese is in breakfast burritos.
What do you mean a breakfast burrito?
You never had one?
No.
Oh, it's cheese, eggs, bacon, like I think hash browns, maybe just in a burrito.
Yeah, but you're not actually meant to have it for breakfast. Like it says breakfast burrito, but it's like a suggestion. It's like a lunch thing.
Well, everything on a menu is a suggestion. It's not you must have this.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
you
not?
Can't have cheese for breakfast.
That's it's not the a, rule.
It, lunch earliest.
I see. Right. It is okay. A rule. I have this. You can have anything you want at any time you want. There are no rules.
No.
You have had anything you want at any time you want.
Yes.
What but about cheese, sausage and egg McMuffin?
I never had sausage.
Yeah, but I'm saying cheese can be an important part of a breakfast.
I would only live like that if I was very hungover or at the depths, the real depths.
Would you rather live in a McDonald's or here in your house? Where would you rather live? This, your house, or a McDonald's?
I'm actually really into strawberry milkshakes at the moment.
Have I done my strawberry milkshake
Yes, you told us about the fucking strawberry milkshakes. Yes.
All right.
They're back, though, because they disappeared for a while, you know, because of Brexit, because everyone voted Brexit. We didn't have any milkshakes, but they're back.
Was that on the voting form, was it?
No. And as I said before, I think if people knew, they wouldn't have voted Brexit.
Are you happy with the way you voted for Brexit?
Yeah, my dreams have come true.
This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. No Christmas.
No Christmas, no petrol, no milkshakes. Everything's worked out exactly as I planned. I learned something last night. Mm. Actually, I learned two things. One, if you had a waterbed, your waterbed could freeze and then your bed would be frozen.
Yeah, of course.
Did you ever think about that before, though?
I didn't, because I thought waterbeds were, like, completely gone now. In the 80s and 90s, like, people would be like, oh, they've got a waterbed. And it'd be weird. But
it was, like, a sexy thing, wasn't it? But it's not practical.
It was, like, sexy. Like, waterbed, mirrors on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Circular waterbed.
Beanbag, a blow-up chair.
Beanbag and a blow-up chair.
Yeah, and then a lava lamp.
Yeah, but you learned that, did you?
Yeah. Second thing I learned. Mm. Did you know that a toilet doesn't suck? There's no suck function.
They do on aeroplanes, don't they? But yeah, normally, no, they don't. It doesn't suck.
You can literally just pour water in.
Yeah.
And the pouring makes it, if there's anything in the toilet, makes it go.
Yeah, the U-bend.
The U-bend.
Physics, isn't it? What, who were you talking to last night?
Jenny Collier and Ian Smith, two former guests.
And they both gave you these, who gave you which
Ian,
fact?
Me and Ian had no idea about any of this. Jenny knows all about toilets. There's no suck. Me and Ian were shocked.
I'm shocked that Ian was shocked. I'm not shocked that you were shocked.
There's no suck. But a flush, you think a flush is a suck?
No.
But it's like, because it makes a noise like.
How can it be a suck if there's water going?
But I guess I thought there was just a little trinkle of water and then it goes, and there's a big suck
what
inside.
What do you think sucks it in?
The sucking thing, the sucking mechanism.
Where's that?
In the toilet, the sucking bit. I don't know what it's called, like the sucking.
Well, it doesn't exist, for one thing. The sucking thing doesn't exist, so it's not there.
Yes.
I suppose it's a form of suction, isn't it?
But it's just water on top makes the water go up. When did you learn about this?
I don't know.
How? Because I missed it.
I think maybe my dad was fixing our toilet, maybe, I don't know.
And he said, you might think there's a suck motion, but it's not, it's a...
The U-bend and the way the water... Is it like when you, you know, when people used to siphon petrol?
No.
You can't do that anymore. That's a fact I learned.
What does it mean, siphon petrol?
So you put a pipe inside where people put petrol in their car. You put a slider pipe in, and then you suck.
What have you got in your mouth?
That's it. You suck until a little bit comes out, and then you quickly pour. You put the pipe in a bucket, and it keeps coming. It doesn't stop. You start the suck off and it keeps sucking it out.
There's so many things about the world that...
Well, it's physics.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Sorry, what was the other fact?
Waterbeds freeze and then you just be on an ice.
That's also physics.
You'd be on an ice.
That's also physics.
Yeah, but have you ever thought about that? You never thought about it before.
I haven't thought about waterbeds for a long time.
If you were on a waterbed in the cold, you'd just be like, oh, the waterbed's frozen again.
When have you last slept in anything less than like 12 degree? You'd never go down to zero in your bedroom.
Really?
You'd die. You get hypothermia.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
but
you
sometimes
will.
Outside it's like minus something.
Yeah, but it's not inside.
Why?
Why is it minus?
But why is it not minus inside?
Well, because it's insulated. The house is insulated.
But if I don't put the heating on?
Well, it's still, the air still stays in. Warm still stays in because of the walls and the double glazing.
But for how long?
I don't fucking know. That's physics.
Well, if you have an outside waterbed?
Well, that'll freeze, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what's happening here?
I don't know. I just am baffled at how easy toilets are. I thought plumbers were like fucking geniuses.
Well, they're pretty
good.
And
it's not, all it is there's no sucker thing that they're fixing. they just come out and they're just...
How do you think plungers
work? What
are
they fixing? I have no idea.
That's a suck.
I've never used a plunger.
That sucks it back towards you. It creates a vacuum. Well, it also blows and sucks, sort of pushes it and pulls it to dislodge anything you've popped down there that's got caught in the... A macerator.
Yes, I know about a macerator. It chops.
It chops. Chemical toilet. How does that work? I think it's just chemicals that, like...
I don't know.
Turn it into...
I don't know.
Chemical.
It's just fascinating.
You know, there's houses which don't have sewers. Like, run it... So they have to put it in a big tank and then someone comes and gets it.
Yeah, I think my parents had that. What's it called? A septic tank.
How big is it?
Quite big.
How many weeks of stuff can you put in there?
I don't know.
When did it get... How often did it get emptied?
I don't know.
Can you just text your mum?
Don't make me text. Don't, not after last time. Oh, we should do an update on what happened last time.
What?
The tweets.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, yours went incredibly well.
I got 400 new followers.
Just for having a baby.
I'm having a baby.
And I got maybe 2 followers for saying I like donuts when I'm like ambivalent towards them, if anything.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for liking those tweets, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll do it again one day. What about after you've given... Can we do I've had a baby?
Yeah, we'll do that afterwards. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'll be like...
I know, it'll be I've had baby.
I've had baby.
You can have I've had donut.
Look out for that tweet. When's it due now? December?
A couple of months, basically Christmas. Christmas Day, basically.
Oh my God.
Exciting for the world. New saviours coming from me and Bobby.
I think
ready.
That's blasphemy. I think that's a sort of blasphemy.
No, not if...
Imagine
it
if
is
your
the
kid was the new Jesus. Born to 2 comedians... Oh dear. I hope everyone enjoyed the clip that Elliot made for us of Harriet coughing.
I'm so sorry about the coughing. It's we and Sunil had a bad week off earlier. I do think I won. I think we should both say about what happened in our weeks.
Shall I go for I had an operation.
Were you put under?
I've never had general anaesthetic, no. I had local anaesthetic to my lip to get rid of my local.
Yeah. Just what they do in the dentist when they just make it like...
That's local anaesthetic when they make it numb, yeah. Have you had general?
I have that all the time.
When have you had general?
No, I haven't had general.
Exactly.
But I have the local all the time. You haven't had general either.
No, yeah, but you...
I have local all the time every time I go to the dentist.
How many times? They left more stuff in your mouth. So I had...
Sorry.
I went in and I was like, I'm here for the... Consultation first. And then he was like, yeah, we'll get rid of that, it takes about 15 minutes, do you want to do it?
So you didn't know it was the day, you weren't prepared for your
they said like if it's like easy then yeah, we'll just do it straight away. So I was like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And he was like, yeah, all right, this nurse will like talk you through some stuff, I'll wait in the operating theater and get it all ready. So I just signed a form, went in the operating theater, he was just texting on his phone, he was just texting away. I was like, this guy is too relaxed about cutting my mouth open. And then he did it. Took about 5 minutes. Sewed it all up. Took another 5 minutes. And then he was like, all right, cheers then. And then I left. And then I just said, thanks very much. I paid for it because I had to do it at a clinic. walked down the road. They ran after me and said, sorry, we forgot to give you a prescription for like antibiotics for that. So I went back in and he was just texting. He was just texting away. He goes, yeah, sorry, I forgot the prescription.
Do you know what he was texting about?
He might have been on Instagram. We never know.
Tinder?
If I was him, I wouldn't go on Tinder. If I was a successful surgeon, I wouldn't go on Tinder.
But where's he going to meet people? He's just in his office every day.
There's all sorts of apps for people that aren't on Tinder.
Oh, you think he could be on like Raya or something?
Yeah, is that the famous people one?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Is he a famous wart remover?
It wasn't a wart. It's a pyogenic granuloma, which is a blood vessel that's got out of control.
So it was fine. It really seemed like a very minor thing.
Well, here's the really tough thing.
Oh.
He said, because you got a couple of stitches in there, you can't do any strenuous physical exercise for a week.
That must have been really hard for you. That must have been really hard for you.
Well, I had to take...
Because you love to exercise. So that must
I had to take off.
Really
I had to miss two personal training sessions.
Oh, goodness.
And it's really... We went back in today and turns out I haven't actually lost that much fitness.
Why can't you work out if you have something, a wart removed from your lip? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, because the stitches, you get, your blood pressure rises when you're exercising and it could burst the...
It looks great. I can't see anything.
Well, there's a little scar, but it'll go.
There's nothing really there. You can't put it in the camera so people can see.
No, that'd be awful for them to see.
No, people want to see.
No, they don't want to see.
I've been bombarded with messages. Everyone wants
Why
to know.
Why do you keep telling people that I'm...
Everyone wants to know about it.
All right, tell us about your bad week.
Well, Bobby left, and then, 2 days later, because I've been coughing and then the coughing was leading to vomiting.
Yes.
And then my rib had been really sore. But then, I coughed, not even that extremely. And I heard something pop and felt something pop in my rib.
Oh, you heard a pop.
It was, I couldn't move.
Can you recreate the sound for us?
It was like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
that's
I,
awful.
I couldn't move. I was meant to be going to the ENT people to go and see them about the snot coming out my eye. I was really worried because I was really like, God, I've got to get there. I've been waiting for this appointment for 8 months.
Yeah.
And so I was like, but I couldn't move. And I was trying to make Sunny's bed like crate thing. And I couldn't lift anything.
Oh,
I couldn't.
God.
I couldn't move. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't. Yeah. Do anything. And so I called. Okay, so I was like, I don't know what to do, and no one was there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get on like a train because I couldn't sit or
move. You wouldn't be able to walk really properly without
so I was like, I just need to ask for some advice. So then I called I meant to call 999, but I called 911 because I think I've been watching too much American TV. But then they have someone set up at 911.
Oh, really?
To get all the idiots that call 911.
Do they have an American accent?
No, it was just some guy. But then I was so embarrassed. But then he was like, are you trying to get out of 999? And I was like, yes.
Yes.
And then he put me through to...
Oh, he doesn't even take the... He puts you through to 999.
I think I hung up because I was really embarrassed. And then I called 999.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you need to call 111.
Yeah, that's what so I was going like, to say.
Yes. That's fine.
Yeah.
So then I called 111. But then they were like, we have to send a paramedic. And so they were so nice. These two people came. But... They basically just couldn't do anything. They just had to check the baby was okay. And
ribs can't be
There's
put
nothing
back,
you can do.
There's, so is it still out?
They think it's it was like a muscle in the ligament. So the muscle popped. And so there's literally nothing they can do. They you can't. They don't say that you don't even like put like compression on it anymore because that can constrict your breathing and make it worse. And so there was nothing they could do. And so I was like, that's it? And they're like, yeah. And so I was like, and then my mum was so sweet and she came up and she stayed for 2 days. She was so nice. And I just had to, I couldn't take really, and I could take codeine, but then it was making me feel really weird. And I was like, this isn't good for the baby.
Yeah.
So then I was just taking paracetamol, but then I had to get into a car and it was so lucky because like I didn't have to drive, but I was like, oh, it'll be fine. And then I got in and then as soon as it started moving, I was like, oh, and every single movement
every bump. Could you not lie
bad.
Down?
I don't know. That might have looked a bit weird, maybe. I don't know.
That'd be a perfect place to have a nice water bed at the back.
A nice water bed. So you can just float around. Unless it was cold, then it'd be frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, that does sound terrible, actually. Does it feel better now?
It's so much better now. It's a little bit sore. I drove for the first time yesterday, but it's so much better. Like within a few days, I could move.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a real low, I'd say.
Yeah, it sounds like a low, especially because you're on your own.
Yeah.
How was Sonny about it? Was he all right?
He was so sweet. Yeah,
he was just normal.
No, he was so sweet. Like he was a bit. He didn't like the ambulance people. He didn't want to leave my side, and so he was just sat next to me. And then he's literally just. We've just been inseparable ever since.
Well, you haven't left the house, have you?
No, so there's not really much choice yet. But then I've been having horrible nightmares. So last week I woke up in the middle of the night with, I heard a voice saying Harriet.
Yeah.
I heard the word Harriet
at
3:30 in the morning and I woke up.
Yeah.
And then I called Bobby because he's in Canada and he's awake and... He was like, oh, you know, it's just... I was like, I heard someone say Harriet.
Right.
I heard it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he talked to me for a bit, but he was like, you know, just gotta go back to sleep. That is quite
scary, actually.
Yeah, because I had voices in my head a bit when I was younger, but not for a long time. Did you have
all this stuff
set up? It was set up for Halloween. And then 2 nights ago, I woke up in the middle of the night from a nightmare where someone had just broken into the house.
Oh, God.
And I was about to scream, but no noise would come out. And I woke up.
I just don't think anyone would break into this house.
So not.
Because like, there's so many houses.
Yeah, that does help me feel more safe because there's loads of people nearby.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'll just bang on my... I locked my bedroom door and then I was like, I'll knock on my neighbour's wall. Because when I'm really scared, I can't scream. No noise comes out.
Right. That's good to know for me. So if I give you a prank, then you won't even scream. Yeah, I've never heard you scream.
I scream, but it's not when I'm truly terrified.
But not when you're not truly terrified.
But I can clap.
What?
I could make a noise in case anyone's thinking I can still make a noise with my hands, but not with my
voice. So if you're scared, you'll just clap.
I guess. Yeah, I'll just be like.
I'd love to see a horror film where.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to do.
All right, well.
So, nice. Do you think our weeks are on a par, maybe?
Yeah, I think pretty much. I'm just trying to find any other sort of bad things that have happened to me in the last couple
just
of weeks.
Just have a quick think.
I got my car washed and it was embarrassing because it was too dirty. They looked at me and they didn't want to clean it, but they had to. And then I gave him a £4 tip.
But sure, that you want it to be dirty.
Yeah, but not as dirty as mine was. It was thick with dirt.
Thick with dirt.
With tree sap.
From the Scotland trip.
No, from just the tree in my garden that was over it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, nevertheless, I cracked on with it. I did what I could. And, I made it happen for myself.
In future, I wouldn't boast about a £4 tip. I would just...
£4 is a lot, considering to wash the car costs £6.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is quite...
Yeah, it's a 66%
tip. But that's more like it's like an easy thing for you because you pay with a £10 note.
Yep. So no, like, I gave him a 20.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much is it? He said £6 and I said 10.
Wow. 10. Were they impressed? Did they say, thank you so much?
No, because I'm pretty sure that all those car washes are basically modern slavery and they don't get any of the money.
They have to hand that over.
So you never know, do you? Like, how are they making money? It's two lads actually washing it, right? And then 4 lads polishing it.
How long?
They washed mine for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
No. It's 10. 5.
So really, £4 was a low tip. You should have given them all like £5 each, maybe.
I think the whole process took 15 minutes.
£6.
Well,
did you ever think you could just wash your car yourself?
No, how? I haven't got a pressure washer.
Just with the old bucket. I think that's what people
used
to use.
Old bucket, is it? Yeah, like you do. Bucket. Do you use an old bucket?
I haven't washed our car in ages. Me and Bobby had a fight about it, actually. Because when we went on holiday, they gave the option that you could get your car washed.
Yeah.
While we put it in for them to look after. And I was like, obviously, let's do that because we need to get it washed anyway. And then Bobby was like, no, we're not spending the money on it. Like, that's
how much
crazy.
Was the car wash?
I think it was like £15, but it was like inside as well.
That's normal.
I thought it was completely normal. I don't have to take it anywhere. Otherwise, we're going to have
to... The place I go is 12 in and out.
Where's that?
Just around the corner from me.
Okay, maybe I'll take it there. But I was like, I don't want the hassle of having to take it somewhere else.
I hate going to the car wash.
Yeah, I've never taken a car to a car wash.
Where have you washed your car?
You've never washed your car?
I've
washed it, no.
Really?
Never.
It's not that bad, surprisingly, but that's because Bobby washes it.
Bobby's never washed it.
You've never washed your car?
No.
You could wash your car.
Yeah,
I mean, you'd have to do it every week, like all these dweebs do with their BMWs.
Do they?
If they've got like a, if their car is their pride and joy.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of people buy like a nice car and it'll be like, they put a lot of emotion into it. They will wash it every week to keep it nice and shiny. Whereas you have a Nissan Juke.
Yeah. So I've got two Toyota Yaris.
It's not exactly like, keep it clean just so it doesn't look filthy.
Yeah, no one's going to be like, when it rolls past, like, wow, look at those Hot Wheels.
I need some sunglasses for this. Yeah, but no, do wash your car.
Yeah, but it was like right there, the opportunity. And it's like, I can't be, but that's why, because I can't.
So what does he want
to
do? Just wash it somewhere else or never wash it?
No, he said, I want to take it somewhere that's cheaper. He's never going to do that. He's never going to do it.
That's a pretty good price, let me tell you.
Please, tell him.
Well, I'm telling you, so you tell him.
I can't, because he disagrees with me.
Well, I've already texted
him.
Anyway,
big fight before we got on the plane.
On holiday.
On holiday, yeah.
Well, that's nice. How was the holiday?
It rained every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, you told me. Yeah.
But it was nice, yeah.
Well, I'm going on holiday to Folkestone.
Wow, I grew up near there, so it doesn't really seem like a holiday to me.
I was talking to Jimmy McGee, comedian Jimmy McGee. And he and I were at university at the same time, around the time when you were about what?
I like how you said that you weren't friends. You didn't say we're friends. You said we're at university at the same time.
Well, we didn't know each other at uni.
Oh, really?
No, never met.
You were both at Kent?
We met for the first time this weekend.
But you both were at the same... What?
Yeah, but he was doing like a drama and a stand-up module as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't. And then he used to work in the bar where you used to underage drink.
Which bar?
Albury's.
No way.
Yep, he used to work in the bar there. And I told him, you would have served an underage Harriet Kemsley. And he went, I probably would have, yeah.
He might have been there the night that I tried for a job and they wouldn't hire me because I...
was 14.
No, because I put the Smirnoff Ice in the... instead of the Smirnoff
you would
the
have been
cocktail jug.
What year were you 18?
2005.
Yeah, I'd have gone by then.
So what year were you there?
Up till 2003.
Yeah, I was going to Albury's then.
Yeah.
Well, he would have worked with my friend James, worked the door there when
really?
He was like 15 or something.
What? What is this place?
I don't
like Bugsy
know.
Malone.
Yes.
Did he have a big suit on? An oversized suit on the door?
He had a big coat because it was quite cold. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. What's the first drink you're going to have after you give birth? Guinness.
I'm taking champagne to the hospital.
No, you're supposed to have Guinness.
Fuck off. I hate Guinness.
Oh, right.
But my mum drank Guinness when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, when she... I thought you have it like afterwards.
I think you can do it, but I don't like... It's not nice.
It is nice.
It's not nice.
Yes, it is.
No. So I don't want to drink it. But I'm going to bring champagne to the hospital and I'm going to give birth and I'm going to drink champagne.
Yeah, okay.
The paramedic told me, actually, the hospital where I'm giving birth, it's like on the South Bank. So, he said on New Year's Eve, people fight over giving birth there because all the fireworks go off.
Well, there's no fireworks this year.
Cancelled. Sadiq cancelled.
People fight over giving birth there.
Well, they try and hold it in because they're like, they want to get the room that overlooks the fireworks and then their baby's born to fireworks.
How do you hold the baby in?
I don't know. I haven't found out how yet.
People who are experienced at having babies probably know how to hold them in.
Maybe if you've had a few, then
if you've had a few,
like,
you know
yeah.
how to just fucking keep it down yeah. for a bit. Whereas you're probably just going to be like, as soon as it starts, you'll be like, get it out.
I don't want it to come quite yet, but
no.
I do want it to come before Christmas, then I can enjoy Christmas.
You love Christmas so much.
Christmas
it's just
so
weird.
I love it so much. And I love fireworks day. And
this will be the first Christmas where you're like, because I get like, part of the appeal of Christmas for you is that you can be like childlike.
No.
No, you can be around the family and get presents and you still get stockings, don't you?
No, not anymore. My mum said we have to stop probably because
I thought you,
I'm going to be a mother myself.
You and your siblings run into your parents' room, jump onto their bed and open your stockings, don't you?
So no, please. Not last year. It was COVID.
You did it a couple of years ago, though, right? Before COVID. So this will be the first year.
There's been a virus. It would have been really, really irresponsible to do that last year. So.
Sorry, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But now you're going to have to be like taking your mum's job and like setting it all up and making sure everyone's having a nice
day. My mum and dad are going to have to come into my bed.
Yeah, you're going to have to look after them and your baby now.
Oh, God.
A lot of responsibility.
Tiring, yeah.
Looking forward to my Christmas present and Elliot's Christmas present.
I'm going to get everything sorted early.
But and my birthday present.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that.
Yeah, you've got to sort that out soon.
Yeah, I've got it in my diary, your birthday, but I put Sunil's 40th and it's recurring. So
every year. 40 every year. 40,
yeah. But I don't know if I should get my baby a present or not because I don't know if she's going to be here or not.
Probably not.
She's due just before, you've but they given, said it might be late, so it might be Christmas Day.
But you've given baby the present of life. Would you
she
reckon?
Might not want to be alive. She doesn't. That's what they say. They say people, you don't have the choice. So it's actually very selfish to give birth. Like, I have to see it like that. Otherwise, you think your child owes you something.
I don't think it's a question of, like, selfish or not selfish. It's like, it just is.
I think it's good to view it that way because otherwise people are like, I gave birth to you, I raised you. And then you have to be like, and then it's like mean on the child to actually have to be like, I did this because I really wanted you. So I don't know, I was trying to work it out.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Well, like then the child grows up and they don't feel like they owe you.
They don't feel like they owe you.
Yeah.
And you want your child to feel like it owes you.
No, I don't want it to feel like it's like, I'm like, look at all I did for you.
You don't want it to think that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want it to think?
You did nothing for me. No. I don't know.
Well, all right. Well, I look forward to your rib being better.
Thank you. I'm doing so much better. I'm so sorry about the coughing, everyone. It's really horrible.
It's all right. It wasn't so much this week.
Yes, yeah, it's so much better, isn't it?
I'm going to use my orange shirt sparingly from now on as well.
I saw a lot of people upset about it.
No, it's just Chris Cantrell of The Delightful Sausage. So it was just him.
He called you a pumpkin as well.
No, he just said he didn't like it. But then he was just trolling me.
Yeah.
But it actually, a lot of people do like it. Some people have touched it and said they don't like the feeling of it. But otherwise, generally positive opinions on the orange shirt.
It's great. That's good.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.